This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Feds in Pittsburgh revealed they seized web domains that were used to steal the personal information of over a million people. Meanwhile, an update on that middle schooler getting attacked. Vague state laws make it hard to get rid of squatters. Lastly, Pennsylvania's favorite festival. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Federal officials in Pittsburgh confirmed last week that, together with international authorities, they've seized the web domains operated through the platform lab-host.ru in an effort to shut it down, reports the Tribune Review. According to Feds, LabHost customers would use the site to make and manage spoof web addresses of legitimate websites like Chase Bank and Amazon in order to get victims' personal information. Over 40,000 such spoofs were created through LabHost, and over a million people became victim to the scam. Some of these links had ties to a Russian internet infrastructure company, said U.S. Attorney General Eric G. Olshan via press release, quote, "These domain seizures show that cybercriminals' greed will not go unchecked, no matter their sophistication and geographic reach." In an update from an episode last week, more information came out regarding that fight at Pembroke Middle School, reports Fox 29. Actually, one of the updates is that it wasn't a fight, as cops are now calling it an unprovoked attack. A 13-year-old, one whom one parent says she reported after her own daughter was threatened earlier in the week, is said to have violently beaten a 12-year-old with a metal Stanley mug. The school was placed on temporary lockdown as authorities responded to the scene, and the victim was sent to the hospital with serious injuries. Officials confirmed they're currently in talks with the families of both students and are still working with law enforcement to fully flesh out what happened. Some vague laws make it difficult to get squatters evicted in Pennsylvania, states the Center Square. So, every state has squatters' rights, which apply to people living in abandoned or unoccupied property without permission, and which are established if they've had open residency for many years. But the current squatting trend involves people staying in a home regardless of its occupancy status, meaning that homeowners could struggle for years to get them off their property, most of the time at the expense of rental income. Homeowners also still, for the majority of these cases, have to bear the financial burden of things like taxes and mortgages. This is why State Representatives Martino White and Donna Shuren have proposed bills to establish a clear legal framework to evict squatters from residential property. Law enforcement, for example, would be able to seize trespassers upon probable cause based on a signed affidavit from the property owner. Squatters who cause more than $1,000 in damage, too, would have an increased penalty and could face civil action. Similar legislation is planned in the Senate. For many people, it's festival season, and thousands are flocking to events like Coachella to take full advantage, begins Penn Live. Pennsylvania is no stranger to festivals, and Betway USA, in honor of the season, decided to find the most popular ones in the state. The Mummers Parade in Philadelphia took the top spot, followed by Applefest in Franklin in second and Music Fest in Bethlehem in third. No mention of Picklesburg, though. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it and to leave an honest review. Thanks in advance, and hey, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for some more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.